What I mean by fundamental data types is numbers, the things that are the basic building blocks of all entities in a program. And those numeric types are integers. Characters are just a special form of integers. You're probably aware of the fact that to deal with characters in a program, you have an underlying character set, which is just a way of encoding each character that you use into some number. So the most commonly used one is ASCII, and an example would be a lowercase a is a 97 in decimal. So characters are really just numbers, but of course they're treated differently in your program. The real numbers we've already talked about are called floating point numbers, and those are the basic types that you have, integers and floating point numbers. Of course, you want to be able to initialize integer and real variables to some value, and so you have to have a way of specifying literals. And that's just writing numerals right in your program. And also defining variables that don't change, which would be constants. Of course, there's also a difference in arithmetic, whether you have integers or real numbers. And it's not just in whether you can store decimal portions of a number. There are some things to watch out for. If you've done any mathematical type programming, you know about round-off error and things like that. We'll just talk briefly about that. And sometimes you actually want to do conversions. You want to take a floating point number and chop off, for example, its decimal part. And you can do that. So we'll show you how.